ever since we were on Coast to Coast AM. Let's go to, got so many callers. Where do we start? We'll start in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on the east of the Rockies line. Jason is there. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Okay. How are things in Michigan?
Actually, we're preparing for the West Nile virus right now.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, they said there's only a minority of people susceptible to it, like seniors and young people, and weak immune systems, but other than that, it should be okay.
I hope so.
Okay, you're going to have to brace yourself here because this story is a little far-fetched. It's something that happened to me that I haven't told many people.
All right.
It actually has to do with a time traveler I met.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out walking one day. It was like fair evening. Sun was going down, and there was like this kind of wooded area behind my house. And I was walking, and all of a sudden there was a big flash of light, and I like kind of shielded my eyes because it was pretty bright. And out of nowhere, this weird metallic thing was just sitting there, and there was a person beside it, and he just walked up to me, and he wouldn't tell me his real name. He just told me to call him Trunk for some reason.
What did the weird metallic thing look like?
It was just like this round, circular kind, I'll call it a vessel, but I really didn't see it go anywhere. It had like pronged feet, and like this kind of dome over it. Like yellow.
Anyway, this person
says that he has this message that he's going around telling certain people, and God only knows why he picked me, because I'm just like some little teenager from an outskirts city.
How old were you then?
This was only actually about 2 months ago.
Oh, well, how old are you now?
17.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and...
You are just a kid.
Yeah. Anyway, this person, Trunks, told me that, in exactly 3 years in my time, me and these other people that he supposedly told or are going to tell are going to be on the same vacation spot in some island 9 miles of a place south called South City. I have no idea where it is. And he told me that this is where it gets a little weird, where it's kind of hard to believe, but he told me that there's going to be two mechanical androids that are going to start attacking, and they're just going to totally lay waste to the city, and they're going to kill a lot of people, and there's only, like, certain people that's going to have the ability to stop him, but we won't understand it now.
When is this supposed to happen?
He said this place 9 miles southwest of somewhere called South City on an island of a lake. I'm thinking it's somewhere on the Great Lakes because, you know, our state is all around them, and it's like a South City or something in the Upper Peninsula.
Are there any cities up there with that name?
I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah.
Much. Anyway.
So there are a lot of small towns throughout Michigan.
Yeah, especially in the Upper Peninsula.
That's right. Throughout Michigan.
Yeah, especially in the Upper Peninsula.
That's right.
St. Marie and Mackinac City and that kind of thing. Anyway, he said that these two killer androids or whatever are going to just totally, like, destroy the city, killing people, and he said that we're going to be the only ones that are going to stop him, and I don't have any idea now, and I wouldn't have believed him except for that, how he just came out of nowhere, and he actually gave me this little vial of something that I still have. I have no idea what it is. I don't know how to get it tested or anything, because...
What does it look like?
It's just like a small little grayish vial with like a purplish liquid in it. It's like the top is metallic and the bottom is metallic, and like in the middle, you know, there's that little glassy area where you can see inside. And it's clearly a liquid of purplish, like, color. Mm-hmm.
What did he give it to you for?
He just said, you'll know when to use this, and I don't even know what it is. I don't know if I have to drink it or throw it at the moment.
I wouldn't drink it if I were you.
Yeah.
It could be one of those things that, you know, you know how they give the spies when you're in a situation where they're going to have to confess everything they know.
Like
a cyanide tablet, and they just chew it in their...
Oh, like them ninjas and their suicide pills.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Could be that. You could take it to a lab, a reputable lab, and have them test it, say,
Lately I've been on the internet scoping out, trying to find places to get it tested, because I'm not really, I mean, to me it just looks like water and food coloring. That's all it looks like.
Well, how did this person disappear?
Well, anyway, we sent it talking about this, and he says these androids are going to attack, and yada, yada, yada. And then he just walked over to the thing and touched it, and then the light came again, and he was gone. And it was like nothing ever happened. And I've told three people about this, and they think
you're crazy.
Yeah, they think I'm crazy, but seriously, I don't think what they care.
How much time went by, do you think, between when you first saw this and when he disappeared?
It was only about, anywhere between 7 to 10 minutes, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was, it was just kind of creeping me out, kind of thinking about it. I mean, he had this, even at, mid-length hair. He was, a pretty buff guy.
Did he look human?
Yeah, he was a human for the most part, in the outer limit shows you.
Yeah. But, I mean, it looked like a person. It didn't look like, metal skin or something.
The only weird thing about it was that he was wearing this medieval kind of sword strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only different thing. I mean, he was, wearing gray pants, had mid-length, light-colored hair. He's really serious person.
Were you frightened when he was talking to you?
Actually, when that light appeared, I see him out of there, I was going to run, but he didn't do anything. I just, turned around and stood there looking, and then he started saying all this thing, telling me his name was Trunks, and yada, yada, yada.
Well, listen, Jason, I'm certainly interested in hearing that. If you do pursue that, with getting that, whatever's in that vial tested, I would certainly try to have what's in it tested, as well as even maybe what the vial is made of. Possibly, the fabrication of that would be of interest.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird kind of feeling metal. The weirdest thing about it is, no matter what temperature I've been, it's been exposed to, it always stays the exact same temperature. I mean, I can, put it in a freezer and touch it, and it would still be, warm. I mean, it's, everything about that was just...
Do me a favor. If you find out, would you call us back and tell us?
Sure. I'll even email you personally.
All right. That would be great. I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
No problem, Barbara.
Okay. What a weird story. That would scare me. That would scare me, especially since you don't know what the method... is about, or the purpose of the message, or where, when, all of that. Let's go to a cell phone in San Antonio...